Luke chapter 2 records the events that are surrounding the Christmas story. As the birth of Jesus was announced to the shepherds, verse 13 records that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Peace is an essential element of the Christmas story. Jesus himself is called the Prince of Peace. And there are three ways in Scripture that God seeks to use us to bring peace to a troubled world. We've already seen how that God wants to use us to bring peace between man and God. That's the work of evangelism. Secondly, he wants to use us to bring peace between man and man. And thirdly, he wants there to be peace between ourselves and others. Romans 12:18 says, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." But there are people who just don't like me. What do I do? I would suggest that you find out why they don't like you. If it's because of your love and your commitment to Jesus Christ, and your life is a constant rebuke to them, that's one thing. But if it's because you have offended them and never made it right, then that's something completely different. If it's because they have detected in you a wrong attitude, then you need to ask their forgiveness, and your attitude needs to change. Are there people that you have wronged and offended that you have never made it right with? Is there harmony in your home and in your marriage? Have you disciplined, perhaps, your children in anger or failed to keep your promises? Regardless of whose fault it was, would you take the initiative in bringing peace to your home and your relationships this Christmas season? My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.